Chapter 29, Takata Jim. The ship's council meeting was a disaster. It is worse than I thought, the vice captain sighed. They plan deception to fool deceivers and veils to cover whales. Cathar John tossed his great blunt head in agreement. I hear the code word for this project is the Trojan Seahorse. What does that mean? It's a literary illusion, Takata Jim replied. He wondered where the bosun had gone to school. I'll explain some other time. Right now, I must think. There must be another way than this suicide plan Kredaki and Orly have devised. I had hoped Kredaki would see reason, but now I just don't know. He didn't listen. Oh, he's very polite. Blowfish Metz swam in my wake point by point, and Kredaki listened so nicely to both of us. The meeting lasted 4 hours, but the captain decided to go with Orly's scheme anyway. The Baskin Femme has already left with supplies for him. The two Stenos drifted quietly for a long moment. Cathar John waited for the vice captain. Takata Jim's tail slashed. Why won't Kredaki even consider broadcasting the location of our find and have done with it? Instead, he and Orly want to try to trick Sofants, who have been trapping each other for millions of years. We'll be fried. Compared with this plan, even your idea of blasting forth with all guns blazing is better. At least we'd be able to maneuver. I only offer a glorious alternative to his mad venture, Cathar John said. But I would go with your plan. Think, if we were the ones to find a way to save the ship and crew, would not the benefits go beyond simply preserving our lives? Takata Jim shook his head. If I were in command, perhaps, but we are led by this mad, honor-bound genius who'll only guide us to doom. He turned away, deep in his thoughts, and swam silently down the corridor to his quarters. Cathar John's eyes narrowed as they followed the vice-captain. The bubbles from his blow-mouth came out in tiny rhythmic pops.